Good afternoon. My name is Jonathan Holloway from Bayer Crop Science, and I'm here today to talk to you about Glytol and other new trait technologies for cotton from Bayer. Bayer Crop Science has a strong history in cotton and a legacy of chemistry, some classic chemistry like Temic. We have some leading seed brands like AFD and Fibermax and Stoneville. Well, really the third dimension of our cotton business is our in-house biotechnology traits. Our goal for traits is to deliver high impact traits in high value germplasm. We've got a pretty rich pipeline, which we can divide into three areas. That is yield enhancement, stress tolerance, and fiber quality. Today's talk, I'm just gonna cover those products which are closest to launch in the US, our new solutions for weed and insect management. The first product that I'd like to cover is Glytol, our glyphosate-tolerant technology. Glytol is based on a proprietary Bayer gene. Our construct has a new promoter. Our construct has no antibiotic marker. It shares its mode of action with existing and well-established Roundup-ready technologies, that is, binding inhibition of glyphosate herbicide. We have tested Glytol extensively in the US, not just with Bayer trials, but also with the help of weed scientists and cotton specialists, and we would like to take this opportunity to thank those of you in the room that have helped us with these trials. We've tested Glytol with a range of different glyphosate formulations. For example, at 49 locations in the US this year, from California across to North Carolina. In all of those trials, we've seen a wide window of glyphosate application. We've not seen any crop injury. No significant differences in plant height, yield, or quality with glyphosate-treated plots compared with their untreated controls. Once this technology is registered, it will provide growers with the flexibility of more over-the-top applications of more than one glyphosate formulation. We had hoped today to let you know that Glytol was completely deregulated, and unfortunately that is not quite yet the case. We are still pending one regulatory approval, and we are expecting that any day now. Nonetheless, we have planned and prepared for launch this year, and we have increased sufficient seed of two promising varieties of Glytol, which will meet the high expectations for yield and fiber that you would expect from Fibermax germplasm. Pending regulatory approval, we still plan to launch Glytol in 2009. The second product that I'd like to introduce to you today is Glytol stacked with Liberty Link cotton. By way of background, herbicide resistance is a serious concern for sustainable cotton production, not just for growers and consultants and researchers, but also for technology providers. In this slide, we've summarized the current status of weed resistance to some of the major herbicide groups. And if we zoom in on the glyphosate group, group G, you can see that in 2008, there are 15 documented cases of glyphosate resistance worldwide. Several of those species of weeds, such as horseweed and amaranth species, are already causing serious problems for sustainable, profitable cotton production here in the US. In contrast to the situation with glyphosate, there is no documented case of resistance to the class of herbicide chemistry to which Ignite herbicide belongs, herbicide group H. and Bayer has encouraged and will continue to encourage growers to rotate between these two different herbicide modes of action in order to manage this problem. What better way to encourage, to facilitate the rotation of those two herbicide groups than to put a gene for full glyphosate tolerance and full glufosinate ammonium tolerance in the same plant? And that's what we've done with our stack of Glytol and Liberty Link technology. These are two proprietary genes from Bayer. We've tested them in 2007. We've tested them extensively in 2008. In the 49 locations that we had in 2008, we again recorded, we had trials of more than one formulation of glyphosate over the top, with and without glufosinate ammonium, either alone or in rotation. In those trials, we saw no crop injury, we saw no significant differences in plant height or yield or quality in any of our herbicide-treated plots compared with our untreated controls. We're very encouraged by those results. We plan to launch Glytol Liberty Link cotton in the US next year. And once we have that regulatory approval, once we launch this product, it will offer US growers increased flexibility, choice, and a powerful new weed resistance management tool, not just for the Mid-South and the Southeast, where you've already got entrenched problems of glyphosate resistance, but also, importantly, a proactive weed resistance management tool for states like Texas. The third product that I'd like to introduce to you today is TwinLink, stacked BT insect-resistant technology from Bayer Crop Science. TwinLink contains two proprietary genes, Cry1AB and Cry2AE. It also has built-in Liberty Link herbicide tolerance. We've been testing TwinLink in the US for the last three seasons with field trials and bioassays, looking at its agronomic performance, pest spectrum, efficacy, seasonal patterns of expression, and its resistance management fit. It is our intention to launch TwinLink stacked with Glytol in the US in 2012. That represents to a grower two BT genes for insect resistance management, as well as stacked herbicide tolerance for weed management. Our initial understanding of our TwinLink technology and its spectrum of activity is summarized in this slide. And this spectrum is not set in stone, it's based on our best understanding of the product today. Species on the left-hand side are those where we see very high levels of control, and those in the middle or toward the right are those where we have less control. The positions of none of these species are set in stone and are subject to change as we continue to test the product and better understand it between now and launch. But suffice it to say that this spectrum is very similar, very comparable to the spectrum of existing two-gene BT products that are already on the market. In summary, Bayer Crop Science is committed to cotton. We have a rich history and legacy in cotton, and we believe we have a strong future in cotton. And a big part of that future is based on our trait pipeline. Glytol cotton that we intend to launch this year, Glytol plus Liberty Link cotton that we plan to launch next year, and TwinLink stacked with Glytol that we intend to launch in the US in 2012. I would encourage anybody in the audience who's not seen one of our replicated trials to go along to the Bayer Trade Show stand where you can see some real-life Glytol cotton plants for yourselves. Once these technologies are approved, once they're available in elite AFD Stoneville, and Fibermax varieties. They will offer US cotton growers greater choice, greater flexibility, and some important new tools for weed and insect management to help you to continue to grow profitable and sustainable cotton. Thank you for your kind attention. I'll be happy to try and answer any questions you might have. Are we on time?
Yeah, you're good. About 3 minutes ahead of schedule right now.